would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Hi there, listeners, tuning in just in time. Hopefully you didn't immediately shut it down after that possible 1 minute of dead air. I was rolling in late tonight, but not late for the show. I got here on time, but campus security was securing some campus, and they were 10 minutes away when the show was going to start in five, and I'm doing the best I can for you people, so stop complaining about it. You can wait 1 minute. I think you've got 60 seconds in you to hear St. John's number two stand-up comedian, John Forward. That's me hosting your favorite radio show that you can vote for as the best spoken word show, something or other, on localfm.ca. I assume the vote is still going. It was last week, but I didn't actually check tonight. But apparently this is a spoken word show. It was supposed to be a music show, but I talked too much, and that's how the cards fall. It's been a good week. I was off week all last week. That was pretty good. I was also off work while I was off week last week, and just focusing in doing some writing for the roast of John Forward that happened this past Friday night. We'll talk about that a little bit more with my guest coming up, who's going to be Steve Fudge. The Fudge Man, I think, is what you're being referred to. Was that it? Fudge Man? Yeah, that's probably it. He's the Fudge Man, Will Cometh, later on. My birthday was on Thursday. That was a quieter evening. I went out to dinner with my dear wife, May Wonderful, and we went home and watched Westworld and cuddled a little bit on the couch before I painted Uptown St. John red, went and sat in one place by myself and had a drink and wrote some jokes, went and sat in another place by myself and had some drinks and wrote some jokes, and then as I was walking towards getting a sad Thursday night birthday lap dance, I get a text message from our guest coming up later on in the program. He saw me exiting Peppers, and so I turned back and talked to him, and he gave me some sage words that we don't need to get into completely, but it set me on my quest to complete my sad Thursday night lap dance quest, and I gotta say it was a good quest, and battles were won, and so forth, and that was that. We had the roast. Saturday night, I did a show at the Algonquin in St. Andrews, and some people got really mad at the headliner and complained about him after the show because his wife didn't like F-words, and they hated the show last year, and they were told that there wouldn't be this same filth again this year, but oh boy, there was. I didn't give too much filth, but the headliner was a bit filthier than I was. And, yeah, they were complaining, and the best complaint was that this is a Christmas party, and none of what I saw up there was Christmas at all. And, that's a valid point, sir, but he went out and he was complaining to management for about a half hour. Apparently the same thing happened the year before, and the employees of St. Croix Auto in St. Andrews, because I chatted them up a little bit. One of the guys at the table was wearing a suit with a Christmas tree pattern on it, and I made fun of him a bit. It was fun times. That was before the F-word started, though, when everything went crazy. And then I'm here tonight, Monday night. Had a bit of a therapy sesh earlier tonight. I came from there. I went over the sheets that we did last, or 2 weeks ago, with May Wonderful. Talked about that a little bit. Talked about getting into a fight with my wife on Friday night after the roast. I was all in post-roast glow, and I was probably a little bit snappy. And she was a little bit snappy, and we did some snaps together. And it wasn't pretty for a couple hours, but the next morning everything got worked out. But we talked about that, and she was just like, well, it sounds like that wasn't too bad. Everything was handled great. And I'm like, I know, I'm great, but I got to talk about something. And we talked about that. And now we're talking about being on the radio. Steve Fudge is across the table from me. I'll turn your microphone on now.
Yeah, is it this one?
Yeah.
Am I talking into this guy?
That is the
one. What side should I talk into? This one sounds okay. This side says it sounds muffly.
I didn't even realize that there were sides to that.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely insane. With a condenser microphone, you can tell the difference. Listen to this. This is me talking,
yeah.
And then this is me talking.
Wow. I've got the what's this one called? Is this a shotgun microphone? Is this what it is?
I don't know.
It is phallically shaped.
Yeah,
straight. I don't think there's sides.
There might be a thing.
Yeah, something on. Yeah, it's mine. Sounds the same.
See, when you take the thing off, you can see
how
the direction thing
yeah,
works.
Yeah, this one
this
looks
is
like
the wrong
it's
side.
Attached, and it's probably not supposed to come on.
This is the correct side.
That is the correct side. But we're going to go to the curbside right now and take a break. I was talking about this with Jamie last week. This is, I brought my my curbside project CD. You turned off my headphones somehow with whatever you did there.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh.
I didn't mean to do that.
Did you? What?
Do things.
Okay, yeah, I can hear myself now. All right.
I'm not in the thing anymore.
What do you mean you're not? What in what things?
There we go.
There.
Okay.
What are you touching over there?
I was just playing with buttons.
I didn't even know that you had that capability.
You sat buttons in front. I have a cough button in case I want to go,
Okay.
And that. But there's also an off button next to it, I noticed.
Nice.
It shouldn't control your thing, though.
No. And well, I think the cough button also probably shouldn't. I should be able to hear the cough still. I don't know. Should I be able to hear? Should I? I know we don't want to air the cough.
No. Even in your ears, you don't want to hear me coughing. That'd be louder, even.
Yeah, but...
Through a condenser microphone? That's no good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like to hear coughs.
Yeah, well, so it's unfortunate for you, these buttons.
So anyway, let me play a song from your CD, Steve.
Very well.
Let's play the my inside joke with you from the roast that nobody else would have gotten.
Okay, sweet.
We'll play Why Ain't You No Hardcore. Is this... You've put out... Is there different versions of this song on other things?
No, not of that
or
song.
Or is this the only version of this?
This is the only version. Yeah, this is the version of this song.
All right. Well, we're going to hear the version. The virgin version of this song. And why ain't you no hardcore? It's a question we should all ask ourselves.
Indeed.
Every now and then. On St. John Forward Radio.
I say, man, they keep on asking. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix. I'm not a gangster, serial killer, player, hater, pimp, criminality, hustler, or riot, sort of simply mind a matter, pull the tooth, the microphone, and power by the side of phony MCs, grapes going sour. When I turn a whack, rappers upside down, frown the other way around, I smile, cause I hear the sound of a fraud falling in the wood pile. Get burst of a gun clapping fool, gets licked, I'm unconcerned. I'm not angry, large refrigerator, shaked, and it may be shocking, but I haven't killed a single person today, cause I'd rather hurt than away the shows that I don't need a gun click, but it's always collide. How come you don't even want some gangster shit? What do you mean, like smacking the bitch, or maybe busted lips, breaking some hips, unloading clips. I don't do that shit. Why should I put it in my rhymes like as if it was so? Like a kill to kill some time for a murder smoke. And then I gotta pretend that I got all this dope. And of course, for good measure, fucking thousands of hopes and hope. I almost forgot I need to be always in my legs to use for drive-bys and somehow not get caught. But it doesn't make all that much sense to me. The only thing that appeals is imaginary killing sprees. Now please, you don't need money or no bitches, no guns. All it takes to be a gangster is to say that you're one,
yeah.
Or at least that be the case for many I've seen. Don't have no fun cause I'm busy focusing on trying to look mean. But there's gotta be more than crush, kill, destroy. Don't want just be sticking to what I enjoy. So why
Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix. So what is the deal with everybody saying what? Is it supposed to mean something? What do you think? Cause I'm thinking not. Nope. Sounding confused when the beat comes on. What? The newest trend in the gangster song. Well, I remember back in the day when it was your represent. You thought it would stick around like a footprint in cement. But much to your surprise, it faded like an old pair of jeans. You need a new catchphrase to land your face on the scene. So you're trading in your khakis for some tearaway pants. If they're in, it's hard on practicing your b-boy stance. Do you look rough enough? Does your voice sound tough? Are you kicking more ass than Homer Simpson drink stuff? Then why are you booting? Boots unscuffed, I think you're bluffed. Are you hardcore now? No, not by the tough. The scruff that's resting on my chinny chin. Now's as good a time as any for me to stand back and grin as time takes its toll. I'll just watch you try to squeeze into an unfit mold. And me, I'll just be keeping like I am in real life while you're polishing your rubber knife and scrubbing off your plastic gum with three fun sounds and trying to act like you run the damn town. For miles around, you're spreading lies with a Mac, you ball, and you're a self-proclaimed star. So why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix and it's not what I'm in it for. Why not no hardcore? I guess I got lost in the mix. You were an ass from the beginning. You're the same dude I went to school with in junior high that always said you took on three guys at once, like twice your size, and got no bruising or scraping. Your story's unbelievable, and I don't mean amazing. So do whatever's in your power to make your flavor sour and keep a scowl upon your face every second of the hour. Get a pal to slap you on the back and make it stay in your even rougher than yesterday. So now you're floating like a butterfly and stinging like some bitches. But a message from my needle leave you bleeding through your stitches. When fatal microscopic particles of sound travel through the air, clear a section of the grounds full of battle. It's cattle call time, y'all. Recite your damn song, though it don't get your verses only 8 lines long. And maybe you wanna learn what this shit is all about. Me to know, and you to find out. I pay attention to my deficit disorder, though I sorta go off on the ramp when I slaughter foes who oppose foes wrongly. Commonly offbeat, you fix the shit promptly. Though your boots are made for stomping, and that's just where it's at. And one day they'll stomp a hole in my ass. But I'll be setting you up for departure. I'm getting control when I gotcha. I don't even think you need to find a way out, cause I make a bizarre like an archer. I can't be out like a six pack, and you won't believe that it did that. It's always a surprise that I see in your eyes when knowing the name of this cat. Say, yeah, why don't you give me some of that sweet fuck all? In a wonder game, repetitive chop, salad, ballad, no gall. I'm a writer, about the flows of similes as I go so simply. Majestic when I throw some of that real next shit.
You hear pretty good here at the end right here. Well, after this bass. Fuck bass. Did you hear the helicopters, everybody? We're back on St. John Forward Radio.
Yeah, we are.
My guest, Steve Fudge.
True.
Who I'll ask it again. Why ain't you no rap more?
Well, it's not that I don't. It's that I don't have a band anymore.
Oh. Well, what about... this album wasn't all live instruments.
No, mostly not live instruments. There were a couple, but very minimal.
That's actually the version that I prefer. I like those fat beats.
Yeah, I like a fat beat as well. I guess I got kind of complacent when I started playing with live musicians and friends and that. And then, of course, it became easier to just focus on the words and not have to sit at home for hours constructing beats out of samples and making new samples to add to my stolen samples and whatnot.
Yeah, mine weren't even good, and it was a big enough pain in the old behind, so I can imagine. But yeah, here we are. You're not here as a famous rap star, though. You're here as a famous comedian. How does it feel to make the leap?
Here's a Fudge Man. It's a good leap.
You have cometh.
Yes, but that was earlier in private.
Your cup cometh over.
to do some radio.
It's a good thing there's a condom on this microphone.
This is amazing wordplay. If you guys are listening to this live, you're really part of something special.
Yeah, that's right.
If
we can hug in that.
If you're listening to it on johnforward.com 2 days later, you're still pretty special, but just not as much. And if you're listening on Stitcher, why? Who just wants to download a thing that just plays a random podcast? Is there not enough good ones that you're running out of stuff to listen to? What is wrong with your life?
No, I like to be awfully specific with most of my podcasts.
Yeah, I know. Like, I have to make hard decisions sometimes with podcasts and just eliminate one because I get... Like, if I'm up to a backlog and on my, like, playlist is, like, 32 hours to catch up on, like, it's too much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I gotta unsubscribe. I'm sorry, Comedy Bang Bang. I love you, but I've listened to you for many years now, and I think I've learned all I'm going to learn. I might skim through it every now and then, and see if there's a particular combination of guests, and I might download an individual episode, but I don't know. You're going to go the way of... shoot, what's that one I used to listen to? There's one with Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter. I don't remember what it was.
But another podcast, but I have Michael Ian Black's book, My Custom Van.
How was it?
I got some laughs out of that, for sure.
I haven't read any. I think he has three books, maybe. I haven't read any of them. I enjoy him as a character. I saw one stand-up special that I thought was funny. I forgot what it was called.
I've never seen him do stand-up.
It wasn't bad.
I saw him. He guested on a Tim and Eric's Awesome Show Great Job once.
He pops up all over the place, different places.
Didn't do much in that one, but it was funny still.
My favorite was, did you ever see Stella?
No.
It is him and David Wayne and Michael Showalter, and it's just really... goofy and ridiculous. I don't really know how to explain it properly, but just look for it. It's called Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, just like you would think.
Stella!
No exclamation point, Steve. Oh. Get it together.
Is it all caps, at least?
I don't think so, but it could be. I'm not sure.
I'm going to search it all caps.
I don't even know what the title means. It doesn't really have anything to do with what the show is. Or maybe it does. Super Nerds! Call in 648-5925 if you know why the show Stella is called Stella. Or
let's have it.
Reasons.
Do our fact-checking, people.
Yeah. But we're going to take a break. We're going to start out with a song request from the guest of honor. What is it that you want to hear, Steve?
Oh, I get my own request. I will take a song I've been obsessed with for the past week or two that I never heard before until then and can't stop listening to it since. Simple Math by Manchester Orchestra.
Well, I just happen to have that as the next song already queued up.
So that is a weird coincidence.
That's amazing. Let me make sure that everything's all set on here. I haven't played anything off the phone yet tonight. I think it's there used to be a sticker on here saying iPad. I think it's the middle
one.
You
could always put it on the YouTubes and enjoy the awesome music video that accompanies it.
No, I'll watch that one at home. Alright, I think it's this one.
You would think that. How do we let you know if we did it right?
We would be hearing it right now. If it was... Oh, wait, it is the one. I just have to turn it on. Let's do a retake on that one.
Okay, it's like it never happened.
So...
Simple Math by...
Yeah, that last part, that was a bit of performance art that we just did a scene for you guys. The scene where I try to play the song and the song doesn't play and I pretend like it was on purpose.
It was really good improv.
Yeah, and totally original, and I have not done the same thing on every single show.
Now, simple mind, it's how blame. They call me once the dark divide. Simple math, that's why our bodies even lay here. Sinful math, the truth cannot be fashioned. What if you were crazy? Would we have to listen then? What if we've been trying to get to where we've always been? What if I started trying to fix it? What if you believe me? Everything is brilliant. Questioned it. What if it was true that all we thought was right was wrong? Simple math, the truth cannot be fractioned. I imply I've got to get it back then.
Simple Math on St. John Forward Radio. Here with the simple man, Steve Futch.
You're not wrong.
So I mentioned the roast of St. John Forward that happened this past Friday, and you were a part of it. What was your experience of the roast of John Forward?
I thought it was absolutely hilarious, and it was a lot of fun. It was fun to do. I was once again unprepared and wrote my stuff a half hour before I got there.
That's part of your charm.
Yeah, some of it I wrote while I was there on the speaker I was sitting next to while being roasted myself.
No, it didn't seem that way. I believe you when you say it, but it came out pretty good if that was written that hastily.
Yeah, it was pretty hasty. Unfortunately hasty. I think I could have done better had I, you know, been at least a week prepared would have been good.
Yeah, that's not really my comfort zone exactly, so it took me a long time. I started as soon as after the last roast for Shane, whenever that was, Mark asked me when my
roughly a year ago.
No, I don't think it was that long.
I don't think it was a full year, no.
I think that was like August. Yeah, it was over.
Was it in the summer?
I went to Boston, that's why I couldn't come. It was the summer.
Oh, okay, I thought it was because you were bitter.
Well, I couldn't come because I was going to be in Boston. I couldn't contribute to it because I was bitter. Mm-hmm. I was going to get Adam Landry to go as John Forward, and I was going to write something.
Yeah, I remember that being suggested, but I always thought it was because of the ongoing feud you and Shane Ogden.
The feud is what put the kibosh on the Adam Landry as John Forward, but what put the kibosh on John Forward as John Forward was an unrelated vacation.
Cool. So, Boston's a weird place. I was there recently.
Yeah, we stayed, I forget what the suburb is called, but it's one of the ones on the outer edge, and it had the weirdest just natural city stink I've ever smelled. It, this is a little bit crude, everyone, I'm sorry, but the best way that I can describe the smell was a rusty semen.
That's most unfortunate.
Yeah, it's just weird and bad.
Yeah, the place I stayed smelled fine. It was okay. Also smelled like rusty semen.
And down the street from the place I stayed in that neighborhood, they had a bar that had one of the old wooden Indians. I had a Facebook profile picture posing with them. And interesting fact, on the men's and women's bathroom doors, instead of the traditional man and woman figures, they had Bruce Jenner Wheaties box on one door and... oh, shit, what's her name now? I don't even remember. I'm proud of myself for forgetting. But anyway, the lady version. The version that was her all along. Anyway.
Caitlyn Jenner.
That's it. I can't believe I forgot that. I'm happy with myself, but I almost didn't want to know so that I could keep it out of my head. But anyway.
I can't get the South Park version of Caitlyn Jenner out of my head.
Yeah.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
Joe Rogan has a good bit about her on his new special. I'm not going to ruin it. You can go watch it. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, so Bruce Jenner on one bathroom door and Caitlyn Jenner on the other one. You can draw your own inferences as to which was which.
Yeah, you can do that. The highlight for me in Boston, one of my highlights was I had a couple of recommendations to go to this very specifically named market, and rather than that, the Google took me to a place about 45 minutes drive away from that market,
right
out of town, to a corner store with the same name.
Was it a good corner store?
It was very small, and they sold me a bag of Funyuns. So I took a picture of myself with the Funyuns outside of the store saying, thanks for the recommendation.
Well, I gotta say, I can one-up that for sure. We actually went to Boston to see an At the Drive-In reunion concert.
Ooh.
And they canceled the day of the show.
Oh, that's no
good.
We're
already there. So I missed roasting Shane Ogden, and we didn't get to see At the Drive-In. And then, little May, she was so sad. She's more of an At the Drive-In fan than I am. I like them well enough, but she's very into them. And but we decided to go to the big aquarium. That was her other thing that she really wanted to go see. And
yeah, I wanted to do that too. We didn't really do much touristy stuff.
The minute we arrived there, they were evacuating the building. Just a rush of people coming out. We never found out why. We just walked around for an hour and came back and everything was fine. But just to have just found out that the concert ended and then like, okay, well, we're still in Boston. We're going to have fun. We're going to go to the aquarium, step off the bus, and then mass exodus.
You wonder if a whale went rogue on somebody.
It could have been a terrorist event of some sort. Nobody was screaming, but I don't know. We eventually got... We went to the aquarium. And
maybe Nickelback showed up. And
it could be.
That make me turn around.
Everybody in there found out how Nickelback reminds them of Nickelback. That was a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. I see what you did there, though.
But well, we're at 9:31, and according to the radio station, everyone has forgotten what they're currently listening to. So I think we need to take a break for a station ID.
Oh yeah, tell them what the station we're at.
The station ID I have is only 5 seconds long, so I need to make a quick decision as to what song I'm going to play after it.
Ooh.
So, I don't know. I know what we can play. We can play the full version of the song from my show intro, also featuring myself and Steve Fudge. We should do a song together, another one sometime.
Yeah, let's collaborate.
But this is the beginning of this program starts with a short clip of this song that was from the Hoveland, the musical that we did this summer for the St. John French Festival. So let's hear the full version featuring Steve Fudge, my guest here, Adam Landry.
I'm a wizard.
Ian Esty singing the chorus, and St. John Forward spitting out some more words on St. John Forward Radio. Oh, wait, I was going to play the song, but I got to play the ID.
Yeah, you
first.
Need to play the station ID first.
So I've got to awkwardly wiggle the mouse.
Pretend it's some spontaneity going on.
I
got
to wiggle the mouse and make sure the computer wakes up.
You're listening to 107.3 Local FM, your campus and community voice.
You're a mess and you'll be bested in seconds.
Well, that's not fair.
Though your enemies care, they'll ensnare you, impair you. Be careful of blowing hot air, fool.
Well, I'm doing my best, and it's my first day, so why are you making me stressed?
Because it's possible that you're not as cool as you think, and you're a dink and you stink.
Hey!
I mean, it's plausible that your cause is null and your noggin's dull. Don't you know that this fog is full of fucking monsters, mobsters, lobsters, fans of Lucy Lawless, and most of all, bosses.
Bosses?
Yes, pull your head from your ass, kid, if you wanna find answers to the question you're asking. Your ballots will be lost on the minibar. Salad won't be tossed, more like crushing the sauce if he gets crossed. Even if you bite good, I know that evil dreams could chew you up like food just to ruin your mood.
Oh.
To the boss, which, well, you're barely a pest. So if you want my help, you have to pass the test.
Can you pass the test? I'm good to go. Right now, brother, I really don't know. Are you ready? Are you ready?
You can't test me, I'm detestable. You can tell by the size of my testicles. Check it, y'all, in a spectacle. And right now, I'm about to wreck them all.
Oh, well, I didn't know any of that.
Well, that's what I've been trying to say the whole time. It's a travesty, you haven't heard of me. Because everybody knows I'm the guy to beat. You can take roll call, I'm standing tall. I'm the one who's in it for the long haul. Everyone knows that when I flow, I accomplish my goals and make my enemies' heads roll. I lost my best friend and this isn't pretend. I'll get him back before we get to the end.
Well, okay, but you need a companion.
Up until yesterday, I actually had one.
Well, what I wanna know is, where did he go? Did he just disappear in a big puff of smoke?
Don't know. When I woke up, he was missing, and I thought he was pissing till he never came home.
Well, what would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John Forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome. Hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome. Out of thin air, still with thin hair. Thanks a lot, wizard. At least he didn't turn me to a frog or a lizard. Adding some muscle to Adam's epic journey. Sending three bosses to the morgue on a gurney. I predict a loss for the boss, who's called Minnie. Polka dot dress, send him back to his Mickey. I mean the mouse, Minnie's fucking spouse. Disney on my mind, send Minnie boss to the vault. Down with Walt, then get back to the grind. Evil James, with all the evil aims. That's a damn shame, cause we ain't playing games. Evil James is lame, and he's going down in flames.
Burn.
Rising like a phoenix, big swinging penis. Then we take down the boss, which the big boss bitch. We're more than fucking best. Hashtag bless. Hoveland crew, not like the rest. Small John, fat Adam, gonna pass that test.
Are you, they should have faded the out the end of that, or I should have, since I'm the guy with the board. It just abruptly ends there. You'd think that was just some sort of a demo for us to practice a live performance with and not meant to be a released professionally song.
Yeah, I know, if one didn't know better.
But it sounded good. It didn't sound that good live.
Because of all the problems.
Yeah, I think we got through one I think the last night. I think, do we nail the song on the last one?
Or we nailed it on one of them. I don't know if it was the last night or the second to last night.
Yeah, the first night. What happened the first night? Was that with the big and then
the
it was
first
just,
night was the muffled
yeah
music wouldn't play thing that happened.
Yeah, the music wouldn't play.
And then
play,
we had to pretend we could do it a cappella.
I thought the a cappella was the second time.
No, it might have been the second time. I don't remember now.
I think maybe the first night when it messed up, everybody just completely bailed on the song and we came out anyway. The first night was the big, like, it was just made a really loud, weird noise. Oh, we've got a phone call. Hello.
Hello.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
Cool, it's just some dude calling to ask how we're doing.
We're doing pretty good, and like you're good. Steve's good.
Brilliant. What are you guys talking about?
We were talking about Hoveland and how bad that Darky Big Ears song turned out.
That really, yeah. You know what? I don't really have any musical ability. Like, I think I got it right once, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was one time you nailed it. can we out you on the air? Is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we've got.
You said Darky Big Ears.
Oh, yeah, okay, so everybody knows we're talking to Darky Big Ears now,
yeah,
which is not racist at all.
That's his character name, everybody. I'm not just hearing an accent over the radio and just making up a fun nickname on the spot for the guy.
Yeah, that would be terribly bigoted.
Yeah. This is RF.
Plus, it's his real name.
Did you do well on your song the one night that we also did well on ours?
Did you do well?
Yeah, yes, we had one night where the rap song came out flawlessly.
You did well. I think you did. You sort of carried that show, John. As annoyed as I was, I was really infuriated that you you saved all of it.
Well, I had to make up for my lackluster story that everyone hated, except for like one or two nights.
They really hated your stories.
I know.
Oh boy, they really hated your.
I think they were touched by it, and they didn't. They didn't think it was funny, though.
Yeah, that heartwarming story of you and me.
It was
really infuriating.
It was a good setup for the fake proposal at the end, though. I think a few
people were actually upset by that not being
Jamie Splude was
a
actually
real
upset.
Follow through thing.
Jamie Splude was really mad at me the first night. She thought it was real, and she was fumbling, and she was getting out her phone so that she could film it, and she was freaking out, and May played along with it and like acted like she was excited too, and just worked Jamie up that much more.
It helps.
It could have really gone south. I mean, just the act of watching a comedian talk about how like they met the love of their life is boring. Like, you expected to all go to garbage for a comedian.
But it's only because the rest of us are miserable, right? Like, we don't want to hear another comedian's doing well and is in a happy relationship and doing
I think
great.
I just need Marty Bourgeois to come to every one of my shows for the rest of my life.
He's a big laugher. Yeah, a giant bear hug, and that was nice of him.
Oh, he was the guy with the that did the children's show during the festival, right?
Yeah, I never saw the show, but yeah, we met him in Moncton a few times, and he thinks I'm very funny, so that makes me like him, and he laughs very loud.
Yeah, oh yeah, big laugh.
And so the people around him kind of once you've got one good laugh, everybody else just falls in line, whether it's funny or not.
Or they just get uncomfortable and then just sort of look around, much like your roast at certain points.
Everybody was fake laughing?
No. I thought that you were very funny, but through a lot of the sets, I could see that people got uncomfortable, especially when the when the N-word was screamed out.
I don't remember the context of that. Oh yeah, wait, it had the word sand in front of it.
Yes,
now
it
I remember.
Yeah, there was sand.
Yeah,
it was directed at me, but it was okay. It was fine. It was Travis, but it was fine.
Yeah, that's only fine if people know who you are already. I tried to.
You think that if they knew my character, you would say that they would. That's what they would refer to me as.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh, totally."
Yeah. Oh, now I get it.
Yeah. No, but I tried to make mine kind of self-explanatory enough that somebody who is seeing all of these people for the first time still knows what I'm talking about. I don't know. That's what I was aiming for. Did
okay,
I succeed?
I just want to let your listeners know, like, you took a dig at me unfairly, I think, at your roast. You said that I didn't provide material to Mike Dambra.
You're still going
at
on
the crowd
about
it. Show.
Yep.
And it's very clear, it was very obvious for anyone who was at the show that my line saved him for that night. Because, you know, as a crowd work specialist, I know. All right? I know that you can. You just need one thing to refer back to. It's a callback, right? So,
how does it feel to be a living tag to my joke right now?
Exactly. It was, it was a nice show. It was a fun show. Did you guys talk about the roast, or did you guys beat that to death?
Steve talked briefly that it was good and he liked it.
Yeah, it was
brilliant.
Fun.
What a
and,
raving review
and
that was.
That he wrote his jokes that afternoon.
Did he?
Yeah, I did a half hour before the show.
Do you actually prepare ever in advance?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
All right, now you just kind of kill that joke, but all right.
Yeah,
but you did well, though. I think I thought there were some people that ate a giant underwear sandwich.
Who do you think that was? Name names.
Yeah, name names.
Number one, John Forward.
Yeah, terrible, terrible.
There were a few. I thought. I don't think I did very well.
Yeah.
Then who else?
No, I thought you did well.
Oh, thank you.
I think for the, like, if I were to top three it, Travis Boyce, Dan McCarthy, and Splude.
Yeah? It's not a pageant, but glad you think so. I wasn't aware that we were supposed to.
They were just dressed the prettiest, is what I'm saying.
I see. Okay.
And then John Forward down at the bottom.
Aw, Eeyore.
I don't know. I don't know whether I have it in me to do another roast of this kind.
Well, this kind of took. I think this took everything I had. I started collecting dirt on everybody months and months ago. I just had an ongoing Google Docs on my phone, and every time somebody said or did anything at all that I could grasp onto, I made note of it.
You did. I thought that you did the best, actually. You and Ben did the best, but it's not a pageant. It's not a competition.
I wanted to win. You can tell me if I did the best. That's I'll
you did
allow
the best,
it.
John, you did the best at your own roast.
All right. Thank you, Arif.
You did. You did lots of sort of very specific research. I was very upset that you threw in a terrorist line, not because it offended me, of course, but I was...
Yeah, and that was a repeat, too. I'd used that one before at the R-Bar.
You had used it at the R-Bar. Yeah, that
was
did,
the only recycled joke, but it was...
It
fit.
You had a lot of good, very specific digs. It's very hard to...
Who did you have the hardest time with? I think Ben McDonald for me, because I think I've spent the least amount of time with him than anybody else.
Yeah, Ben was a little harder for me. Brian was hard. Jamie was the hardest because I didn't know quite how to approach attack.
Jamie was the easiest for me, just because I think it's just because she's the most different from everybody, so it's like, I don't know. It's different than like everybody else. Male comedian, she's female, whatever, non-comedian, and
well, that's
I don't know.
Non-comedian, the female thing. Like, that's what I was worried about. That it would just be the, you know, male misogynist brute, you know, screaming, hurling abuse at.
Yeah, I don't think I called her
Trump's
a slut
or whatever.
Or.
You know, some
somebody
thing
did,
like
didn't
that.
They?
Oh, look, misogyny, rampant misogyny. Why, like, you know, everyone loves to find a pattern, and right, like this is just like we live in an age of conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
constantly everywhere.
I,
right.
I put in the Facebook ad that it was not a safe space, so that gives us impunity to do whatever we want always.
That when you put that means like now you're like alt-right. That's what it means.
Oh, perfect.
That's right. We're just sort of waiting to do a...
What if I just wear a t-shirt that says this is not a safe space and walk around with it and then I can say whatever I want and be like, I warned you!
That's right. Just have the words cuck on your t-shirt in all caps.
Well, we're getting near the end of the show, and all right. I know you'd be really disappointed if we never got to the H to the C classic RF.
Oh, so what a terrible segment.
I think you're really going to like this one. It's also featuring Steve Fudge, who's here with me. This is you're especially going to like it, RF, because it's one of the early incarnations of me using the 10,000 joke book.
Which you love so much.
Completely new context, though. So this is dedicated to you, RF, on St. John Forward Radio.
I'm honored. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Cheers.
There'd be a big needle going into your brain, but I'm cool with that.
I don't care. My grandfather always said, if you can't learn something in 3 seconds, it's not worth learning.
Is there such a thing as a font color that will only show up if you hold the UV lamp up to your computer screen?
Oh, we should invent one if there isn't. I hope you were looking the whole time.
I hope so, too.
Because if you were,
you're here it comes.
All idiots.
Stupid, stupid idiots.
Dislocating your groin is probably the most painful thing that you could ever do.
More painful than when I had to look into her beautiful fat eyes and tell her that this Manitoba milk bag just wasn't going to work.
H to the C, motherfucker!
Short humor arranged by system and completely indexed for easy reference.
Number 1637.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm having such a hard time with this coffee. Not coffee. I just can't seem to get it in my mouth without burning my lily white lips.
Evening, ma'am. You having a hard time there with your coffee?
Well, not that I would drink coffee. Of course not. But...
Oh.
This plutonium in
my cup... Of course not.
Is...
Ma'am, I'm on the level. You don't need to be afraid of me, ma'am. I can help you out, because you can have my coffee.
Oh.
It's already gone a saucer and blowed. Free for you.
Well, I do declare...
It's quite romantic, if I do say so.
What a kindly gesture from a rugged man. On the other hand, it is sort of illegal. And wouldn't it be just a mite bit more obvious if I'm holding a cup and saucer instead of this tin cup I have?
No, darling. Don't go... The saucer, it helps you from spilling, and you won't leave drops for the guard. Oh, look, he's waving this way. I'm going to wave back, and you see, darling, if you stick with me, darling, I'll keep you safe. I'll keep the yonder coffee from... being too hot for your dainty little hand that perhaps one day I would like to ask for in marriage.
Well, shucks. When you put it that way, you can have my hand.
This is the romantic day of our lives. You and me, darling, we're the Bonnie and Clyde of coffee prohibition. And I can't wait for the rest of our lives.
Wait a minute. That guard waving is actually my husband.
Problem solved, darling.
Well, I do declare again. You're giving me the vapors.
All right. Another episode of your favorite segment.
Wait, I'm just gonna let that keep playing, and maybe we'll check in on it every now and
then.
Yeah,
okay, that's fine.
So, I wasn't expecting that to be 16 minutes long. Normally, the full episode of that is we would take this joke book I have and pick a random joke, and then I gave ourselves like 5 minutes, maybe, to plan a scene that we could improv that makes use of the joke from the joke book. And that was the scene. So normally right now you'd hear, let's check in.
Scene, like love, courtship, and marriage.
Oh, this is...
And, home and school humor, and like you can see all these...
This is you explaining the book.
Yeah, this that was me explaining
and,
what the book
and your,
is.
And your tab system that you came up with.
Yeah, yeah. The,
you spent
the
way too much time
tabs.
On
it. I was working the night shift. It was fine. So we'd read the joke, and then we'd do a scene, and that's how that went. I don't know. I don't think there's anything much more. I wish I knew what the joke was.
Yeah, just, if we could pinpoint
let's see if we can find that.
It's toast for all occasions.
All occasions.
Toast to
still
men.
Explaining no, what still the book is.
We're just
is.
Going through I'm topics going to, that might...
Another thing that's been a huge bone of contention.
Just skip through.
I'm going to pick a random number so that there's some challenge to this. Sort of. They know what the scene is and how well it turned into the four. Here, ma'am.
Oh, that's the joke.
Here's a vivid memory of Texas courtesy.
Wait.
It was the joke from the book.
Wait. All right, I think it's coming.
Or something like that.
I'm intrigued.
All right, so joke number 1637. A certain middle-aged spinster has a vivid memory of Texas courtesy. Okay, right. I don't know how to read. She has a vivid memory of Texas courtesy. She was struggling with a hot cup of coffee in a small town railway station, trying to gulp it before the train pulled out. A cowboy, seated a couple of stools away, noted her plight, and seeing the guard waving to the woman, came to the fore. "Here, ma'am, you can take my cup of coffee. It's already saucered and blowed." That's the joke. 5 minutes on the clock.
Yeah, I still don't get the joke.
All right, yeah. I did notice the saucered and blowed line in the scene, and I was like, did we come up with that? But that makes sense that
it was in the joke,
because it's really weird.
It was the punchline.
So that was the hilarious joke, and before that, the scene was pretty good. I did a service... Was that a... I don't know. I was going to say that I did a serviceable Southern accent. It was terrible, but it's better than I would have thought that I would have been able to pull off.
Yeah, and I didn't even sound as good as a woman as someone who actually lives as a woman.
I was thinking of playing when you and I did the review of the audio pornography CD. But
oh, that was a good review.
That's like a half hour long. I'll save that for a night when I'm feeling really lazy.
This is definitely a good review as far as reviewing a pornography CD.
Yeah, so you can see hear the full episode if you go to htothec.podbean.com or johnforward.com. There's a little player. There's a link there in the podcast section. But we're coming to the end of the show. We've got to rush. Do you have anything you want to plug?
No, I don't have anything upcoming, I don't think. You've got
Hovland.ca is stuff where Steve can be found.
Yeah, we're on the YouTubes at Hovland as well. You can find us. I do life hacks, life hacking with Steve. Let's plug that.
Yeah.
Is it Hovland?
Pack a lunch.
Oh, pack a lunch. I do a cooking show.
All kinds of stuff on there. But I've got No Jokes Barred at the R Bar coming up this Saturday.
Say the actual date.
December 17th, 2016, 2030.
Good.
That means 8:30 p.m.
Oh, I thought you meant the year.
No.
2030.
20:30. I don't know how you're supposed to say that out loud. If it's like something hundred.
You say hours.
Yeah. Because we use that at work, but because
it's yours, it's mine, it's everybody's, it's ours.
I'll be there at 1400, but... when it's less than 10.
Then we just walk away from that.
It's just, you just say 9 o'clock.
If it's less than 10, it's not worth it.
20:30. Be there. Yeah, it's easier to type than say. But that's been Military Time Talk with John Forward and Steve Fudge here on St. John
Fudge
Forward
Man.
Radio, which is recorded live at 107.3 FM every Monday night, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock Atlantic time. You can listen to it live on the radio in St. John, localfm.ca, or in a couple of days I'll put it up on the Podbean feed. That's it for this show, and we're going to drive home in the snow, and if we happen to die in a fiery snow crash, then it will all be worth it because of this episode.
Yeah,
did you have a good run?
Yeah, see, this will have happened.
Well, let's close it out with some Corrosion of Conformity, Diablo Boulevard.
Cock?
What?
I was abbreviating it.
Yes, COC.
COC.
Yeah. Diablo.
Some wonder, some filter, some trip to pass the time. Just ask him and he'll tell you, ain't nothing better than a desperate mind. I'm in love with a widow soon to be, I don't think I can fight it. Anthem's broken, I'm spinning around again, stay dizzy cause I like it. You can have it if you want it, just remember it's a lonely ride. Tell you, ain't nothing better than a desperate